It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Seattle-based Boeing facing headwinds over quality control issues and now questions about an apparent suicide of a Boeing whistleblower in South Carolina emerging.
A Charleston police report obtained by ABC News says on March 9th in a hotel parking lot along Savannah Highway, they found John Barnett's body. He was holding a silver gun in his right hand. A worker had heard a pop from Barnett's vehicle about 30 minutes before police arrived. Police are promising a thorough investigation. Barnett worked for Boeing for 32 years. He had been involved in litigation against Boeing and was deposed by Boeing lawyers last week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Today, Israeli forces confirmed dual U.S.-Israeli citizen Itay Hen, believed to be one of the hostages held in Hamas, was killed in the October 7th Hamas attacks. The president offering condolences to the family. Five Americans still believed to be captives. And Americans paid more for goods last month. Consumer prices edged up. This is ABC News. A Romanian court has ruled that social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother will be extradited to the UK.
Accusations of sexual aggression date back around a decade. The brothers deny any wrongdoing. Lawyers representing four women say they wrote to British police to request the action over fears that Tates would flee Romania. The Crown Prosecution Service here in the UK had examined the claims, but in 2019 decided not to proceed with a criminal case. The alleged victims then turned to crowdfunding in pursuit of what would now be a civil case. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Officials in India announcing new steps to implement a 2019 citizenship law that excludes Muslims. The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track for citizenship for people who fled to India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2014. That law excludes Muslims who are the majority in all three nations. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. Today begins the third week of searching for Elijah Vu in northeast Wisconsin. The three-year-old was reported missing from a Two Rivers apartment February 20th. Two Rivers police report weekend searches for the boy through local waterways and rural areas yielded no results. They add that authorities have been following up on numerous tips and large amounts of video submitted to the department. In addition, the City of Two Rivers has established a reward fund for information leading up to the discovery of the missing toddler. The total reward amount has grown to $40,000 after the city fund adds to a $15,000 reward offered by the FBI and $10,000 offered by Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers. Today, the state Senate could reject four of Governor Tony Evers' five picks for the Wisconsin Judicial Commission.
And that action by the full Senate will likely be the first in the Judicial Commission's nearly 50-year history. A Senate committee voted 5-2 in August against confirming Evers' appointees Yolanda Anderson, Jane Foley, Janet Jenkins, and Judy Zywitz. The nominations of all four are on the calendar for today, along with the appointment of Mary Beth Keppel, whose appointment was approved by the committee 5-2. During a public hearing in August, Republican senators grilled Jenkins, Keppel, and Zywitz on when Supreme Court justices should recuse themselves. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A jury found a Green Bay man accused of a double homicide guilty. Richard Sotka was convicted Monday of killing his girlfriend, Rhonda Sigelski, and her friend, Paula O'Connor, inside Sigelski's duplex early last year. Sotka was tracked down and arrested in Arkansas the same day the bodies of the victims were discovered. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The heat stays cranked up for today, too, as we spike to the mid-60s. With winds a bit breezy today, there's a high fire danger risk. Avoid burning. Otherwise, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds as we enjoy this unseasonably warm day. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Nowhere. Wheat prices were mixed, and the soy complex pushed to the upside with meal and bean oil joining soybeans for a short covering rally. Strength in boxed beef prices helped the cattle complex trade higher, while hogs finally stopped the bleeding with a round of solid price gains.
Live from the thrumming whir of agriculture via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with the Bryanstein. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady turns his keen eye toward the markets. Directly following the news, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. I'm the handsome newsman, Davis Michelson. Now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
You know, agriculture never stops, does it?
It never does. The thrumming whir is constant.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's absolutely 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. A year. Something is going on that needs our attention. Yeah. Well, I guess that's kind of what makes it fun, isn't it?
Well, it really is. I'm not sure who's covering the other 22 hours of each day, but our 2 hours covered.
We got our 2 hours covered?
You best believe we got it covered. Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. That is Davis Michelson.
Yeah.
And this is AgriTalk PM. Mm-hmm. We're talking markets today. Brian Grady, the editor at Pro Farmer, will be in. And I've got the list of items that Brian wants to talk about. And we're going to hit most of the markets. I don't know if he had anything in there on cotton or not, but I'll probably try to slide the cotton market in as well. And
atta boy.
Because we had like a 300,000 bale cut to the ending stocks projection last week. We'll find out what that means for the market as we make our way into spring and what it means for acres. You know, it just the fundamentals of that cotton market has got to be moving some acres around down in the south. So we'll find out what Brian thinks about that here coming up in just a little bit. Everything Absolutely. Good, bud? Here we are, 66 degrees.
I think everything's real good. I'm at 71, slightly overcast, but are we calling today year 11, day one, or was that yesterday?
Oh.
Is this day one of the 11th year?
No, I think this would be day two, wouldn't it? Isn't that how we, what?
Well, because zero isn't a year.
Right.
Right. Boy, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
We're into year 11.
Yes,
we are. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, we are.
Let's just put it that way. All right. Let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, I've got some good news for wheat, and that is that USDA did not announce an export sales cancellation for the first time in 3 working days. The bad news for wheat is that didn't do anything to help the upside correction that started last week. May soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower, rallied through resistance at yesterday's high, and then fell back to close slightly above the opening range. Speculation of a smaller 2024 Ukrainian grain crop and tight supplies in India limited selling interest in wheat futures. July HRW wheat futures today a quarter of a penny lower, 587.5. July SRW wheat down 0.25, 560.75. July spring wheat closed at 675.5. That's up 2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, watch these India headlines. When India starts making headlines in the wheat market, it typically turns into something that we need to track going forward.
Well, Chip, Brazil's CONAB, the source of official supply-side estimates for the country, this morning put the Brazilian corn crop at 112.8 million metric tons, down 943,000 metric tons from its previous estimate. And that put that cut to the crop included a 750,000 metric ton cut to the Safrina corn crop estimate. Mm-hmm. In the March supply and demand report released last week, USDA put the Brazilian corn crop at 124 million metric tons. May corn futures spent most of the day above the pivotal 440 level, but could not fully test resistance at the Feb 13 high of 446.25. March corn futures were steady today at 441.75. July corn unchanged, 453.75. December corn futures closed at 472.75. Unchanged on the day, Chip.
Yeah, that was a go nowhere market, no doubt about it. You know, USDA has a history of slow playing changes to the Brazilian crop, but this feels really slow. We're going to have to talk with Brian about that here in a bit.
Well, CONAB cut the Brazilian bean crop estimate, 2.5 million metric tons from last month, to 146.9 million metric tons. That compares to USDA's latest estimate of 155 million metric tons. Pro Farmer crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier from Soybean and Corn Advisor puts the Brazilian bean crop at 145 million metric tons. Strengthened soybean meal and bean oil added to upside momentum in the bean market. May bean futures posted a low range open and closed near session highs. May beans posted the highest close since February 12 and faced tough overhead resistance at 1202. May beans were 16.75 cents higher at 1196. July beans up 16.75 cents to 1208.5. Novi beans closed at 1187.25 up 14.5 cents. Kind of a hump in the middle there in that July contract, Chip.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of checking off some resistance levels above the market in soybeans. We'll find out from Matt Bennett here in just a little bit what that might mean for that market going forward.
Well, Chip, I've got July cotton up 25 points today to 94.59. On your livestock, the sideways trading range in live cattle futures continues with April futures trading on both sides of 187.54, an eighth consecutive session. Heavyweight choice graded boxed beef shot $3.63 higher to 312.51 this morning, but movement was light. Just 47 loads. April live cattle 65 cents higher, 188.25. April feeder futures $1.02.5 higher, 254.12.5. And April hogs were 207.5 higher to close at 85.35. Chip Lorre.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing real good, especially looking at the soy complex. That's quite a move on a day when corn was steady and wheat was mixed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, bottom line is markets have actually been a pleasant surprise here this week. Once again, you know, a couple weeks in a row of a little bit of an upward movement, well off the lows that we saw, right there, the week of commodity on Monday morning. We've really bounced.
Yeah. Yeah. The question is not so much have the markets bottomed, because it's at least a short-term low. I say that we'll probably be back at the lows tomorrow, but we've at least got the short-term low. What kind of upside can you expect from, say, July beans or July corn in here?
Well, Jeff, it's interesting. We had, we do webinars pretty often, and Brian's our technical analyst, and he was pointing towards the old gap in the chart, and I think you know where that's at for July. I mean, it's up closer to 13. I don't know that I'm that friendly. I get wrapped up in fundamentals a little too much sometimes, but for me, I do think that this market sure acts like it's got a heck of a lot more support than what we thought it was going to have. Any of these kind of little small pullbacks intraday, boy, it just seems like things continue to be supported. I point towards last Friday's reduction in old crop world supplies of 4.1 million tons.
Yeah,
you do that, plus some Brazilian losses on their crop size, and I'll tell you, it started to actually tighten up a little bit again, which is, we're not tight by any means, but we're a heck of a lot tighter than what we were talking a month or two ago.
Right. Heavyweight choice box beef over 310. That's going to be a test, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It will be. Yep. But boy, this cattle market sure is acting still pretty good to me.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt. Matt, thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. We've got a lot of ground to cover, including those South American corn and soybean estimates from CONAB with Brian Grady from Pro Farmer. He's next here on AgriTalk.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion, that USDA program. It's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Potential. It's the one thing that farmers work tirelessly to reach. Sometimes it takes more than just sweat equity. It takes real financial backing. And whether it's land, equipment, or a little help to make the most of your operation, FBN Finance is the partner for you. At FBN Finance, our Farmers First philosophy means that we have a team of ag experts that looks at each farm and farmer's unique needs, giving you a loan package that fits your goals. And now with FBN Finance, you can get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. With great rates, instant approvals, and a pre-qualification on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Brian Grady is the editor at Pro Farmer. He joins us right now. Beej, it's good to talk to you, buddy, for a little bit longer than our normal 2-minute hit in the morning. How you doing, man?
Excellent, Chip. Another beautiful day here in northeast Iowa in early March, and I'm showing 68 degrees at the moment, yeah. So almost unheard of.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable winter. So I'm sure we're still going to get what's going to feel like some cold temperatures, but just unbelievable. It's got everybody kind of chomping at the bit a little bit, ready to get out there and get things going. So it's been pretty crazy. What do you make of the spread between where USDA's at on the Brazilian bean crop estimate and where people like Dr. Cordonier are at? CONOB. I mean, you could throw CONOB into the group now, too. That is kind of down at the lower end of this range. Yeah, CONOB's in the middle, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Just about exactly in the middle. There's a huge range. USDA isn't the highest, believe it or not, at 155. There are some that are privates that are above that. And so this massive over 20 million ton range from the low end to the top end, and very unusual for this late in the growing season. Back to your question, though, in terms of what I make of it, I don't think USDA, it really matters on what they peg the Brazilian soybean crop at, unless it influences U.S. exports.
Yep.
And so if they start to cut off more from the production side of things and that increases U.S. exports, then it influences the balance sheet. And so from that regard, but just as a flat number, it doesn't really matter, to be honest with you. It's a lot to do about nothing in social media world, honestly.
Yeah, but it gives us something to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we can talk. I can talk forever on USDA's process and all that stuff. But we know they're slow with the foreign estimates and slow to react and slow to come down or to go up. If it's a big crop, and so the flip side could be happening. If we're talking about a record crop and the crop was getting bigger and those types of things, but the influence on exports is market driven more so than the production side, especially this late in the growing season. Their harvest is into the final stages here, basically.
Yeah, they should be moving plenty of product into position too. There's no question about it. A year ago, 162 million metric ton out of Brazil. Right now, USDA's got them at 155. CONOB, I got to get the number in front of me. What was it? 140.
146.9.
The crop is getting smaller, but where is the difference? Is the difference on yield or is it on area planted?
I would have to go back and do a little bit more research on that, to be honest with you. I'm assuming it's area planted. I'm assuming USDA uses some satellite imagery that's showing a little bit better vegetation than what the reality is down there, and that's why they've been slow to cut their estimate. But I don't want to speak for USDA. I'd rather you get them on and talk about that specifically than me speculating on it.
It sounds to me like you think USDA has to bring that. It's 155 number down.
I do. I don't know what the actual estimate is, but if I was just going to take a guess with such a wide range, I would probably take about the middle of the range, and that's about 147 million tons, and that's about where CONAB was right at it this month. So I think that that's probably a fairly realistic number. Let's be honest. I mean, the low end is way too low. The upper end is way too high, and you take the midpoint, and that's probably a legitimate landing spot.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's say that it does get down to 147, but it doesn't trigger any additional demand for U.S. soybeans. Doesn't matter, does it?
No, that from a price perspective, no, it wouldn't. Let's you know, just be honest, the market reacts to exports. And so you have to have some sort of an export response there. Now, with that said, I think that we probably will pick up a little bit. But, you know, this time of year isn't the historically strong period. We've already posted our seasonal high in exports, and we decline from here on through the end of the marketing year.
Yep. Okay. So everything that we're talking about is having an influence on the U.S. price, including the new crop price, which means that it's having an influence on acres that are going to be planted to soybeans here in the U.S. What does that number look? I know you guys are right in the middle of doing the survey of the Pro Farmer members, but what's your feel on bean acres?
Bean acres, they were really low last year. It was a surprise. It came in much lower than anticipated. I think we'll be up, let's say, 3 million acres or so on soybean acres. Okay. So, and down about that much on corn. I don't know. We'll see into the spring planting season here if there's any influence. I do know this. There was a record amount of anhydrous put down last fall, so those acres are basically locked into corn. Yeah. We'll see. If it wasn't for that, I would say that soybeans are probably gaining a little bit more and corn losing a little bit more than what I just said there. But I don't know. I really am curious to see what the data from the survey, our survey, comes back at.
When do you anticipate getting that done?
The end of or in next week from this week's newsletter. So the one dated the 23rd.
The newsletter of the 23rd. Okay. I got to remember that. I need to get you on the week after that. And that'd be a great time to get you on to preview the prospective plantings report then, too.
Yeah, on the 28th, right. Because 29th is Good Friday, so markets are closed, so that report comes the 28th.
Yep. Okay. So a little bit of movement to the upside on corn acres, on soybean acres, downside on corn acres. Again, I'm kind of wondering if you add 3 million bean acres to year ago, you take 3 million corn acres off, does it have much impact on price?
Well, you would obviously increase your soybean carryover, which is already comfortable at the moment. And you wouldn't pull down enough on corn carryover to get it tight. And so from a flat price perspective, probably not a whole lot of influence, to be honest with you, somewhat of a wet blanket on soybeans and not a whole lot of price support for corn.
Okay. Corn, can we get any support from Brazil Safrina corn crop issues? I mean, CONAB took almost a million tons off with three quarters of that coming out of the Safrina corn crop. Needs to turn into demand, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Same type of story. Now, the difference here is that the soybean crop is into the final stages of harvest. Safrina corn production in Brazil accounts for roughly about three quarters of total production. And so it could still have a significant influence there. And so that's one to keep an eye on. Now, USDA has Brazilian corn production at 124 million tons. CONAB went down to 112.8 million tons. So that's a significant factor there. We've already seen U.S. corn exports start to pick up the pace here over the past 2 months. About three quarters of the time, we've had over a million tons of sales and stuff like that. So still headwinds. No doubt that there's still headwinds. But I think that the South American influence or the Brazilian influence on the corn market is potentially greater than what it is for soybeans.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that all makes sense to me, and as guys are trying to figure out exactly what that means for their risk management strategies, it kind of means if you get any kind of a bounce at all this spring in price like we're getting, you got to take advantage of it, right?
Well, and the key there is that there's still a lot of old crop corn and soybeans held on farm. Yep. And so you aren't the only one individually looking to sell a rally. There are a lot of you out there that are looking to sell price rallies. And so that's probably going to restrict the upside to some degree. Now, the funds are heavily, heavily short, especially in the corn market. And so, you know, just a normal short covering rally, you're going to get a price response. The worst case scenario would be if the funds systematically get out a big number of shorts, and we don't see a big price response.
Right. Yeah. Don't see much price movement. Okay. There's a big variable in this, and that is weather. I want to talk about that next with Brian Grady.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Invita. Invita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Invita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Invita fits your farm. Invita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Invita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were one quarter of a penny lower at 587.5. July SRW wheat also down a quarter of a cent, 560.75 at the close. May corn futures were steady at 441.75. December corn futures closed at 472.75, also unchanged on the day. May soybean futures were 16.75 higher today at 1196. July beans up 16.75 to 1208.5. July cotton futures up 25 points to 94.59. On your livestock's, April fat cattle were 65 cents higher at 188.25. April feeder futures $1.025 higher at 254.12.5. And April lean hog futures $2.07.5 higher at 85.35. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The heat stays cranked up for today, too, as we spike to the mid-60s. With winds a bit breezy today, there's a high fire danger risk. Avoid burning. Otherwise, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds as we enjoy this unseasonably warm day. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Jeff. Yeah, Davis, that doesn't sound like Big Apple Joe at all, does it?
No, it doesn't. No.
Giving up on supper just because you had a big lunch?
It's too soon, Joe. It's too soon in the day.
I'm out.
Don't rule it out.
Calling it.
He's calling it? I don't know.
Doesn't hardly seem to make sense. I mean, Brian, Davis there during the break was talking about the big old bone-in pork chops that he's having for supper tonight.
Oh, yeah.
My wife is not around for supper tonight, so I'm having skirt steak. I'm looking forward to that big time. You know, so, and then Joe comes in with, big lunch. I don't get it.
Yeah, not right. Something systematically wrong there.
I stand by you, Joe Stackler. I stand by you.
You know, I did until this moment. I thought everything was fine. Everything was fine. All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis Big Apple Joe and our guest analyst today, Brian Grady, editor at Pro Farmer. We spent a lot of time in the last segment talking about Brazil because I'm trying to wrap my head around that big, wide range, especially at this time of the year, on the corn crop estimates and the bean crop estimates from private sources and from USDA and from CONAB. We didn't even talk about Argentina. What's the situation there?
Pretty solid, to be honest with you. They went through a stretch a little bit ago where crops were stressed, but mm-hmm. the bulk of the growing season has been pretty favorable, and it looks like it's finishing up in a favorable manner. So, okay. If you compare year over year, last year, obviously, they had the historic drought that just absolutely slashed production. So major year over year increases this year and getting back. And there'll be a force on the export market, especially for soy products, but also for corn and soybeans. That is probably the biggest change is that the big year over year increase in production and the fact that they'll be a major exporter again.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a year ago, we had to trade the Argentine drought twice. Once during the growing season when they were losing a bean crop. And then again later when the market realized they didn't have any beans to crush for meal, we traded it a second time. I hope we don't have to trade it twice on the way down, dude.
Yeah, no, I think that as it's setting up, you know, we had a resurgence in El Nino here just recently. But, boy, you know, World Weather came out late last week and said that it looks like a quick transition to La Nina. So we'll see how that influences. Probably not going to come in time to influence the Argentine crop, but could definitely influence the summer weather as we move forward here in the United States.
What about for the Safrina corn crop?
Definitely would have an impact there.
Okay.
That could come into play, but we'll see. Actually, the El Nino, the longer it lasts, is probably more damaging to Safrina corn, just in how their production cycles are down there. So we'll have to see. I think it's the quickness of the transition, and that's pretty much what World Weather was talking about. If there is a quick transition, then it tends to be warmer and drier in the United States during the summer growing season.
Is it a second half of the season issue, or does it? Does it get here even before that?
No, it would come probably at the end of the spring time frame and then forward. Okay. So that would be your influential time frame, which happens to be the critical time frame for U.S. production. So that is something to watch as we move forward and potentially market moving. In all likelihood, would be market moving if we do trend warmer and drier. You know, if you look at the U.S. drought monitor, key areas, obviously, northeast Iowa, where we're at, you see a red blob there. So that D3 drought, that's your driest area within the Corn Belt right now. But there's plenty of D2 and D1 drought all the way from, let's say, the eastern half of Nebraska down through Kansas and then eastward, and including the northern Corn Belt, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And so those are your primary areas. As you get out into the eastern Corn Belt, there is a little bit of just abnormal dryness, Ohio, Indiana, and that type. But, I would say the central Corn Belt is your key area if we do trend warmer and drier through the summer.
It just seems like the corn market in particular is going to be very, very much – is very much going to have a prove-it attitude that there's yield risk out there.
Well, keep in mind, we didn't get to trend line last year, but we produced a record yield. And yeah. So trend line is going to be about 181 bushels per acre this year for corn. And will we get to trend line? Maybe not, but we potentially could be a record or near a record. And so I think the trend line numbers are off from USDA. We've talked about that plenty of times over the past year or so. But USDA's trend line numbers are too high. But the ultimate result is what you do in comparison to the year prior and what it ends up doing to production, which influences total supply, which influences your ending stocks.
Right. Okay. Let's see, the last thing that I wanted to talk about on grains, and you did mention it, but the funds are just they are still loaded up on the short side. They've gotten out of some. We've seen some upside price reaction. How much more can we expect out of that play in the grains?
Well, so from a technical perspective, the May corn closed right at the 40-day moving average, and the last close that we had above that was late October. We have to go back quite a ways. May soybean futures closed above the 40-day moving average today for the first time since December. And so from a technical perspective, we are forging lows in both the corn and soybean markets. Still have a lot of heavy lifting to do, and we're probably going to need some sort of a bullish catalyst, whether it's that Safrina corn crop being stressed in Brazil, whether it's concerns here in the United States during the growing season, whatever, some kind of bullish catalyst for the funds to aggressively get out of those short positions. And so, if they just cover some and it turns into a little bit of a rally and then the farmer selling kind of chokes it off, then you got to restart it again and those types of things. If we're going to see a long, sustained, and really bullish move higher, it's probably going to take some kind of catalyst.
Yep. Okay. All right. Heavyweight choice graded boxed beef prices today, this morning, up $3.63 a hundred, $312.51 on light movement, 47 loads. But here we are above $310 a hundred, Beej. I mean, that's reason to support the live cattle market. Even when we're talking April at 188, I think that's reason to support the futures, but boy, it's going to be a test for the demand side, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And Select is almost up to 300. So
right, 299.78.
Yeah. We are going to have some sticker shock, I think, at the grocery store level for consumers as we move forward, and there's probably no way of avoiding that short term. This rise in wholesale prices has done packers a favor because it's allowing them, they're able to raise the wholesale price, which has allowed them to get their margins from deep in the red to just moderately in the red. And so they've been able to somewhat control the supply side. They've cut back on their kill hours and those types of things to control the tight supply. Now, the tight supply isn't going away. So if they could somehow get their margins back in the black, then they're going to be a little bit more free with their cash cattle bids. And we've already seen cash cattle rise to the highest level since late October last week. Just because of the tight supply, it's going to continue higher. But you mentioned the demand side, and I think that's going to be critical in determining how high these markets can go, whether it's the wholesale beef price, the cash cattle price, the cattle futures. demand is probably the key in determining exactly how high we go.
Yep. That's where we need to keep watch most closely. Dang it. Tyson's closing that pork processing plant down at Perry. It's 9,000 head a day, about 2%. It doesn't sound like a huge number, but that'll have a difference on that Central Iowa market, man.
Absolutely. It just means more hogs that have to move to other plants. And you know, we've already got a plentiful supply of hogs. So we've seen these types of things happen before, and it isn't bullish for cash prices. That's for certain. But it'll take a little bit of time to work those extra hogs through to other plants and those types. But I would assume that over the course of time, it'll kind of just dissipate as a market factor, and it'll become the new norm with that plant closed.
Okay. Do you like the structure of the lean hog market with the July contract at almost a $20 premium to the April?
Well, I don't really have a problem with it, so to speak. Okay. Seasonally, we're probably going to top out in the cash market, short-term top, and pull back a little bit sometime in spring, and then go again to our midsummer peak there.
Gotcha. Good stuff, Beach. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning on Markets Now.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chip.
You bet. Brian Grady, the editor at Pro Farmer. Okay, we've got a little bit of ground to go back over from those conversations with Matt and with Brian Davis Michelson, and I will do just that when AgriTalk returns in a moment.
If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, go to NordicUSA.com or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
My new exercise bike. Yeah, more like my $1,500 coat rack.
At Babbel, we get it. Learning something new is hard, especially a new language.
My Spanish starts and ends at Adios.
Make it easy on yourself with Babbel. In just 10 minutes a day, you can start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Hola, Español.
It starts here. To try Babbel free, text radio to 64000. Text radio to 64000.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
All right, let's see here. Acuron Corn Herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and out-yields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit findmorebushels.com to discover your revenue potential today. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers. Progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, your pal, Davis Michelson here with Chip Lorre. You know what I'm thinking about at this time of the day? I actually did pour a cup of coffee. I got the last cup of the day going right now.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking about how hard would it be to hook up a subwoofer to a CB? To a CB radio?
To a CB radio?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're feeling the need to do that?
Well, in case you get Barry White on the line, you're going to need those extra bass frequencies. You're going to want to highlight that.
That's right.
I don't know if that's a thing or not, but it seems like it probably exists
somewhere. It's got to be a thing. You can make it happen.
I could make it happen now.
Subwoofer on a CB. Nice. Nice.
I bet it could be done. Hey, Matt Bennett thinks it's been sort of a pleasant surprise in the markets this week. Off to a decent start, and I don't know, I'd have a hard time arguing with him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to argue with that at all. It mm-hmm. has been a nice start, especially when you take a look at what's going on in the soy complex.
Yes.
And it's because it's not just soybeans. Soybean meal and soybean oil working together to work prices to the upside. Not a huge amount of product spreading going on. If anything, it feels like got to be careful when you start thinking like this, but mm-hmm. it feels like the funds have just decided, listen, if I'm in a short position in the soy complex, that's not the right place to be.
Mm. That makes sense.
That's how the markets are trading. But normally, even at this time of the year, the funds in particular would be saying, well, you know, I want to be long meal, but I can be short oil against it. And it could just be that with soybean oil under 50 cents, mm-hmm. they're figuring the downside risk isn't that great. It could just be with meal under 350 bucks that the downside risk just isn't that great. Or from their perspective, that the downside potential isn't that great, and it's time to get out of the short positions. But Brian nailed it. Yeah. If any of the problems that have happened in Brazil so far don't turn into more demand for U.S. beans, was it really a problem to begin with?
Right, right. I got a question for you here. We have talked about bull spreads. We've talked about bear spreads. I'm going to call what we've got going on in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 front 5 months of soybeans a camel spread because it's got a hump in the middle. I got the March at 1182. I got the Sept at 1190. And here's July at 1208. The August at 1203. Yeah. Is that a thing? What is that?
Well, look at it from your crop year perspective. It's got some carry in the old crop from 1182 in the March, which is in delivery, up to 1196 in the May to 1208 in the July. So the market is still paying you to store beans out to July. Now, is it enough carry to cover all the costs of storage? 96 up to 1208, 12 cents from May to July? No. No, I don't think that that's enough. If I'm going to be thinking about 8 cents a month, something like that, the 12 cents doesn't get us from May to July. And maybe 8 cents is a bit too much, but I don't know. I don't think so. And then after that, even with the August contract, you're starting to feel some of the influence of the new crop. So the idea that acres are going to be up 3 million. That supply is cushioned by expectations of a 350 million bushel carry. So you got the new crop influences that are kicking in on the soybeans. Now, conversely, should be able to make the same exact arguments in corn, and you can't. The carry takes you all the way out to the D's contract.
Right.
I don't know. You got a carryover projection over 2 billion bushels. Stocks to use, 15%. I don't know why the Dease corn would be carrying a 30-cent premium to the May.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on to cattle.
But that's something that we should explore with the guest analysts here going forward. Let's figure out why Dease does have a 30-cent premium to the May.
Heavyweight choice box beef has been on your mind.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've got this. So we've got the heavyweight choice at, what, 312, is it? And
312
select at 299.
78.
Yep. And Brian Grady was talking about, this is going to test the consumer. How bad does the consumer want beef?
I don't think there's any question. You look at what is going on with that market right now, and it certainly feels like the retailers are committing to some post-Easter features of beef.
Okay.
B, that the supply side is still, and I mean, we can track that through the slaughter numbers and the carcass weights and everything. But the supply side is the fundamental that the supply side fundamentals of the market has not changed. Okay. It's still tight, if not ultra tight out there. So it's going to be, here it is. We're set up for the demand test now.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing is you mentioned that pork plant shutting down. That's Perry, Iowa, as I recall. Right. And they're shutting that sucker down on June 28 is when they locked the door.
Just a little bit over there. You just wonder if there might be some time to prevent that from happening. I don't know if there will be or not. Yeah. All right. Very, very quickly here, we're looking at National Weather Service 6 to 10-day outlook, March 18th through the 22nd. Let's call it mostly below normal temperatures across the Corn Belt. You got to get out to the western areas to see near normal to above normal temperatures in the Corn Belt. Got below normal precipitation, Missouri through the eastern Corn Belt, near normal through the rest of the Corn Belt. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, Paul Niefer and a Farmer Forum coming your way on AgriTalk.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two. raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever.